tuned in to Full Service Radio.
Full Service Radio.
Full Service.
Full Service.
Full Service.
Full Service Radio. Peace, peace. What's up, you guys? It's your favorite twins, Aria.
And Yodit.
And you're tuned in to DeSoul Radio, powered by Full Service Radio. And we're broadcasting live from the Lion Hotel in Washington, D.C.
That's right. Every Wednesday here, your girls talk all things music, culture, and everything under the sun at 6:30 on your lovely Wednesday.
And sometimes it's just us in the studio, but other times we have special guests. Like today, we've got a very special guest, Miss Arfa Iqbal. She is a, oh yeah, let's give it a round of applause.
Yeah, of course. To welcome her in the studio.
She is a very, very, very talented makeup artist, influencer, blogger, entrepreneur, and we're so happy to have you here today.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good, a little nervous. It's my first time being on a radio show, but really cool, really cool.
Well, first of all, I'm glad that the first time is with us. Sidebar, guys, we actually went to high school together. We went to Albert Einstein High School in Kensington, Maryland.
Yep. Fun fact of the day.
But we were actually talking about it before recording the show that we like didn't really know each other that well. We knew of each other, but a lot of the way we kind of stayed connected was through social media. And I was like, that's how I know what Arfa's up to.
Yep.
And she's an amazing makeup artist, slaying and beating faces.
I know. Thank you make it look you. So easy.
Thank you.
You do. You do. Love your goals, by the way.
Thank
Hope you.
You
know this.
I guess when you do something for so long, you just get used to it. So it's kind of like somebody wants to get their makeup done. I'm like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Do makeup. Cool. Ready.
It was like your gift though, because I do remember when we were in high school, you like had the eyeshadow like on point, like you were doing it before like anybody. I was like,
it was like a micro scale, but it was there.
I was like, the potential, like you're planting your seeds then. I don't even think you realized it.
That is so funny that you guys remember that.
Of course,
I remember coming to school in the morning like extra early, and I'm like, oh, let me do my eyeshadow today. I have some time, and I would go to the bathroom, and I'm like, okay, I'll do my eyeshadow, and then I would go to Edison for cosmetology.
Mm-hmm.
But I went.
Oh my God! Yeah, that program. I remember. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I was there for sophomore year through senior year. So I was there for 3 years.
Got so my you were license. Like building your craft then.
Yeah, but I honestly went because I thought it would just help my knowledge as a makeup artist. But in cosmetology school, they mainly teach you like hair, like skincare, and nails. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, okay. But it was cool. Like the more I practice, the more you get it. You know.
Yeah. Well, look. The fruits of your labor are here, because look at your face right now. Like I can't like I tried and I thought I was doing something.
It's overwhelming today, for us right now, and it's like, luckily for you guys this is a radio, but like we have to be professional. We just like are just
gassed.
We're gassed by her makeup right now. Yeah. It looks so good. Just promise us you'll definitely see the photos post show. But just while we're talking about makeup, which kind of seems pretty appropriate for the conversation in pop culture. So CoverGirl had released a full spectrum line back in December. Mm-hmm. And it was a line dedicated to women of color, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it was dropped in December, but this week it is now available to be bought in store, because it was previously only available online.
Yeah.
You know, like what, how do you feel like as a makeup artist, especially as a makeup artist of color, like you're seeing a lot of inclusivity in that avenue of makeup and beauty? Like how do you like seeing that evolve?
I think that's amazing. One, because it gives women of color more of an opportunity to play with makeup.
Mm-hmm.
To really see, you know, the biggest thing about makeup is like matching your skin and making sure it looks good.
Mm-hmm.
So if they have more options, they can play more, learn more, do more with their makeup. I definitely feel like when we were like in high school, that was really hard.
Mm-hmm.
For people, like, you know, not matching skin, like skin color, complexions, even like with the eye makeup and everything. So now that more makeup brands are, you know, they want to be more diverse and mm-hmm. add more complexions, add more shades and stuff like that. I think it's really good. Also, you know, with like concealers mm-hmm. and powders and all that.
It's okay.
But yeah, just honestly, I think it's good just because they have more opportunity to play around with the makeup. Mm-hmm.
One thing I will say, though, Arfa, is because we've been following you so for such a long time, we've already noticed that the content that you've been creating to help build your brand and your the way you kind of share your skill set to the world. And I think one thing that I don't know if this is a like a an active thing that you're conscious of, but what I will say is that you do have clients of various hues.
Yeah.
And you tackle each client, no matter where they are on the spectrum, flawlessly. That's really considerate. Is that something that you were conscious of as you were, you know, building your clientele, or is it something that just kind of happened naturally and you're like, I want to start honoring different types of people from, you know, of different complexions? Like, what was that process like?
Definitely. It's definitely something that I thought about. Definitely something I was considered about, because one, my family's from Pakistan. And in Pakistan, women in Pakistan are different shades, like very light, very dark, right in the middle. So I guess just growing up, I would play in makeup on my aunts, on my cousins. So I got to play with different skin tones, different complexions. And I feel like as a makeup artist, you should know or teach yourself how to work with all different types of complexions, skin types, face shapes, eye shapes, and all that.
It keeps you like in the loop, like in no limitations.
And I think it makes you a skilled as an artist, really, to be able to take any, for lack of a better word, canvas and work with it. Like, I really do respect makeup artists who are gifted in making sure that they can work with any type of face, and that it's not just a challenge, but like just an opportunity. Thanks for the love, girl.
We see you.
So what are you using right now? Like for your personal, like,
right now?
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of going back and forth with foundations, which is something I never did. I used to stick to one foundation, and I was like, okay, that was it. I've been a MAC girl at heart since I was like 16. So I was using MAC for a long time, but now I'm using Huda Beauty. I really like her foundation. I'm using NARS foundation, which is really good. But today, I'm wearing Cover FX, the Power Play. And I really like it. Really soft. Like, it doesn't look too heavy. It's not matte, but it's not dewy. It's like right in the middle, like a nice suede velvet finish.
So for someone that's not really like well versed in makeup, what is the difference between matte and dewy? Is that what you just said?
So matte is more it's like flat, there's no shine, you know. So usually people that have like really oily skin, they want to go for more of a matte look. But see, I have oily skin too, but I like looking dewy. Dewy is more like, like you look more radiant. There's a little more shine. It's not like super flat. So I like a little bit of, you know, I like to look like I'm glowing, like a highlight, you know.
So look at you just explaining. The people that are listening cannot see your eyes light up when you're describing this. So it's clear that your passion is there. And you now have about 23,000 followers on Instagram, which is no small feat. Congrats, girl. So I just want to kind of talk about, like it's an interesting opportunity. We live in a really great time where we can fuse our passions with entrepreneurship. When did you realize that this is something that you really wanted to do in terms of like showing your talents to this the space of social media? When did you realize that people care about the content that you're creating? Was it kind of like, is it a moment where you're just like, okay, can I just like start putting things out? Or was there like, oh, this is like,
yeah,
like people are receptive to this.
Like, when was that moment for you?
Honestly, I think my whole life I've always known that I wanted to do makeup. I just didn't think that something like Instagram or Facebook would come out and give people the opportunity to, like, you know, share their skill and just to have, like, not only people that they know, but people that they don't know see and watch that. So I think when we got out of high school, maybe like 2012 was when Instagram was like super popping. And that's when, I guess when I got out of high school, I started taking my outfits like a little more seriously, like, okay, I want to dress up and then I'll do my makeup and stuff. So I just started posting pictures. I didn't care too much about like my content. I just cared more about like, okay, this is how I'm looking. I want to put up this picture. I'm going to do my makeup to match like this. And then out of nowhere, Instagram just blew up. And there's like all these people and you're just like, what the heck? You know, like makeup artists, like, you know, just everything, like singers.
Stylists, bloggers, singers. Just
you can see that like people are putting their business out there.
But I think it's amazing, you know, like people are getting noticed, like so many people that have so much talent, like, you know, they're making these videos, like, people are using them as inspiration. Mm-hmm. So that's great too. And then also when I started my YouTube, wow, that was like, I think 2014, 2013. Mm-hmm. I started my YouTube, and then I was just doing, like, you know, turban or hijab tutorials.
Right.
Like outfits. I never did makeup when I first started. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Wait, you never did makeup on YouTube?
No, I did. I didn't do like full face. Like I'd have like my face, then I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna show you guys my eyes today. Like, you know, like super right. amateur. Like, but it was fun. But yeah, I just started when I started my YouTube. That's when I was like, okay, like okay, Arfa, you're getting followers. Like, mm-hmm. people are noticing you now. You have to really take this seriously. Mm-hmm. So that's when I actually dropped out of college, and I was like, I'm gonna pursue my career as a makeup artist. Mm-hmm. I got a job at Sephora. I was at Sephora, then I got a job at Ulta, mm-hmm. and then I was working at Ulta. And then when I started working for MAC, I was at MAC for about 3 years. That's when I started to really build my clientele. Like, I was mm-hmm. creating relationships with people, and they would come in. Not only that, a lot of people were noticing me on Instagram because mm-hmm. I would post makeup. Mm-hmm. So yeah, just being at, honestly, because like MAC was so big, or it's still really big, so you know, a lot of people would come and get their makeup done. Like, I'd be booked like Friday, Saturday. I'm like, okay, like, this is good.
Yes,
like, you know, getting people coming. And then you know, if you build not even just with makeup, but like if you build a relationship with somebody, they get comfortable with you, and they're like, okay, she's the only person, or he's the only person I want to do this to. Mm-hmm. So I have people that came
it's
to
like
me.
A trusting relationship. Yeah, yeah, for
so
sure.
It's like people that when my first 2 months at MAC I did makeup, they still come to me today. So it's like, you know, that it makes you feel good as an artist, as mm-hmm. a person. So, you know, just building those relationships with people.
I feel like that's awesome. And like you said before, you are Pakistani and you're a woman and mm-hmm. you're a Muslim.
Yeah.
So how has the combination of your passions and your identity helped you connect with your followers? I feel like you do a really good job of incorporating your whole lifestyle into your brand.
Thank you. I want to incorporate my lifestyle into mm-hmm. my brand. Also, me wearing a hijab. I think, you know, like, growing up in a Pakistani household, or, like, most women who are Pakistani, like, the lifestyle is very different. Mm-hmm. Like, you're looked at in a specific way. But I feel like this is for a woman in, like, most cultures, mm-hmm. you know. Especially coming from, like, a foreign household, your parents want you to, like, you know, like, you know, be a doctor, be a lawyer, yeah. and stuff like that.
We're so Ethiopian. Same thing.
So it's like, when I told my parents I was dropping out and, like, I want to pursue my career as a makeup artist, they were
how
like,
how did they take
what?
That? Yeah.
Well, my mom kind of looked at me like, like, okay, she honestly, like, she, like, cussed me out, but, you know, that's my mom. And then my dad, like, he was livid. He was so mad. But it's like, in my head, I was like, okay, Arfa, like, if you believe in yourself, you believe in your brand, you believe in your work, like, it's gonna happen for you, you know, like, you're gonna be good. So I was just working, and I had to teach myself how to brand myself. Mm-hmm. And then I was putting that out there on social media so that, you know, not just like Pakistani women, but like, you know, just this all women, like, you know, if you are told like you can't do something because you have to do that, don't do it. Like, you know, always like follow your dreams, follow your heart. Like, if this is something you want to, especially like your passion, like if you're passionate about something, like mm-hmm. you just have to do it. Like I don't care. Like, you
that
know what
is
I mean?
So
like,
important.
Yeah. You know, and like your passion is what makes you, like, yeah, you can, like, you know, work wherever and get a steady paycheck. But it's like, if you're not happy, it's not worth it. You know, like it feels more worth it when you work so hard to get somewhere. You're like, okay, I had these days where I had no money mm-hmm. or, you know, nobody was coming to me. But mm-hmm. then when you get to where you want to get to, you're like, wow, okay, it was worth it. Like,
yes.
you know?
Yes.
That speaks volumes. Cause
a word. Like, you yes, know, just awesome. Even like hearing you talk about, you know, I guess it's like a form of reflection for you in a way. You're just so, you seem so happy. So I feel like there's no regrets on the whole like college. I mean, I would be so scared to come home and be like, Mom.
No, I actually called her. It was a history class. I'm trying to remember which history class, but I was sitting in my class and I'm like holding my head like, Arfa, why are you here? Like I was so irritated. It was like midterms and I'm like, okay, like, and I'm staring at the screen and it's like this like skulls, like whatever, like just history stuff.
Yes.
And I'm like, when are you ever going to need, like, you know, like, when you're going to need this, you don't care about any of this. Mm-hmm. So I literally just got my stuff and I was like, okay, you're about to do this. Like, I was literally like pep talking and I walked out of class. I called mom. I was like, look, I'm me. I called mom. I'm me. I was mm-hmm. like, don't be mad. But like, just hear me out. And just I told her, I'm dropping out of college. And she was like, what? Like, flipped out. She's like, where are you going? Because she was like, okay, you're dropping out. You're leaving class. Where are you going? And I was like, I'll be home later. Like, flipping out, going crazy. But now I can
How did you feel suffering. After you hung up the phone? Did you feel like, okay, I now this is the start. This is the start. Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
You can't go back. On
Because I saw
you really can't at that.
I know. I saw my teacher and she was like, what? She was like, where did she just go? It was so weird. She emailed me and I was like, look, I'm so sorry. Like, you're great, but this is just a no for me. But I was scared, obviously, you know. One, because my mom, like my parents, my family, you know, I have a lot of younger cousins, a lot of girl younger cousins who like look up to me, you know, and it's like a lot of things that I do, they look at and they kind of move forward with that kind of stuff. So I want to say after I made that move, I was kind of scared for them too. Like, okay, Arva, like you're about to do this and they're watching. If you fail, like they're going to look at you like, like they call me Abby, like up people, like what did you just do? So I was working for them too, definitely for myself first. I walked out of that class for myself, even though I was scared as hell, but it's okay, you know, it all works out in the end. Like, I can definitely say, like, today right now I'm not exactly where I want to be, but I'm a lot further than where I thought I would be.
And so, now you know, I know there are times where your family was like really harsh on you, but you know, look at where you are now. You have a following, you have people that support you, and now you're branching off and doing what I would assume is a freelance version of makeup. I guess having a building your own clientele, which is a makeup by Arva. That's like your own separate page. And I see that page is doing pretty well too.
I'm trying to like build it.
And it seems like you're maintaining all that, like what you were looking into was that creating a diverse clientele, women of color, wherever their backgrounds are, and just nailing everyone's look. Like, by far, everyone looks gorgeous. But
thank you.
Like, so, you're seeing the potential in the reason why you left that day, that class. It's like you're making more than just beating people's face. Like, this is a business side. What advice do you have for... Well, it may not even be makeup, but like someone that wants to like create their own business, because I feel like this is a really big theme in our generation, especially with social media being this platform for multiple types of businesses. What would be advice to someone that wants to like get their feet wet?
This might sound a little cliche, but honestly, like, just do it. You know, like, if there's something that you love to do, something that you want to grow, like, with you, you just have to do it. Like, you have to just get up and just, like, you know, just, I don't know, like, whatever it is, just get up, go out, do it. Something that helped me was making a list. I write. I have a journal. Not only a journal, I have, like, a, what is it called? Like an agenda type of. So every day or every night for the next day, I make a list of something that I'm going to do or what's going to happen. And or another thing I do is like I plan 4 to 5 months ahead, like in the year or like where I'm at the moment. When I left college that day, I told myself like, OK, whatever you do every day, you have to work a little extra hard for yourself. You know, I want to be the person that signs my checks. Like, I don't want
that
anyone else.
Real.
I know it's like weird.
Can we snap? I can't snap. I can't snap one.
Yeah. There we go. Yes. You know, fun fact, Yodi and I cannot snap. Literally.
Well, I don't know how to whistle.
I could whistle.
So, yeah, I can't whistle.
That was a moment.
But snapping. R.A.M. can't. Snapping, not in our department. Sorry.
Okay. No, it's okay.
Sorry, go on.
Okay.
Sidebar. Continue. I'm so sorry.
You don't want nobody
you
else
want to sign
yet.
Checks. You want to cut your own checks. That's what you said.
Not saying that I'm bad at like following directions, but like if it's something that I don't like doing or I don't want to do, it's really hard for me to keep a focus. Like I've never worked a job where it didn't have anything to do with makeup or hair. And it was just because I couldn't. Like, you know, I tried, like I was a waitress once. No. I know I couldn't like sit, like I have a lot of my friends who work like office jobs, like you know, I can't sit there in front of a computer and be like, shoot, like I want to do makeup, you know, like I want to like just something. But if it's not like, if it's not a part of ARFA, it's just really hard for me to just keep that focus or do it, you know. And another thing, like, I don't want to, because I don't want to, like, I don't want to lose that focus. I remember, I think it was Will Smith that said, I don't know like the exact quote, but he was saying something about like, always keep your plan A. You don't need a plan B if you have, like, you know what I mean? Like, it was something like that. But like, that's how I feel about like my makeup artistry. Like, that's it. Like, that's my plan A. Right. That's my only plan. That's all I want to do.
Because if you have that plan B, it kind of sits in your subconscious.
Yeah. And you think like, okay, if this doesn't work out, that's what I can fall back on. But I don't want to feel kind that. Yeah. I don't want, like, this has to work. Like, this is all I want to do. Mm. So, you know.
Create that urgency, kind of. Yeah. That's cool, though. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
People, at least in, you know, our generation, I could argue, this is a great time to have an opinion, right? Because we have all these platforms to express our thoughts.
Yeah.
We have these opportunities to challenge people's ideas, solicited or unsolicited. This is the time to talk. This is the time to share.
Yeah.
So when it comes to the world of beauty, right, it's almost like there's a divide in response, right? Because there's a lot of people that praise the world of beauty. I particularly am fascinated by the world of beauty. I think being able to express yourself in so many different ways, using yourself as a canvas, is like one of, like, it's always something I've always respected. Yeah. And a lot of women do, a lot of people do. But then there's, like, you know, some unpopular opinions at times that can be considered unsolicited, you know, from some backwards thinking people that let me take that back, not backwards people thinking, but some like unsolicited comments on like how, you know, makeup is a form of sorcery and that makeup is deception.
Oh, are you talking about how like men, how specifically men,
like some straight men will say that, like, what is your response to that? Like, how do you, I'm sure because you probably even get, you maybe have those trolls try to interface on your content and try to say like, this is sorcery, deception. Like, how do you respond to those haters? Like, how do you
I feel like I used to a little more, like, it would get to me like, oh, like, don't talk about me on my page, you know what I mean? But one, everyone does have a right to their own opinion. Two, I noticed that a lot of people that have, you know, something negative to say about beauty or whatever is because they just don't know anything about it, or they don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, a lot of, like, you know, if it's like a female that talks about, wow, like, why would you wear all this? Like, or like, oh, to guys, take her swimming on her first date. Like,
yeah, I've seen memes about that.
Yeah. Like, if I can wipe her eyebrows with my thumb, like those kind of comments.
And it's like, she doesn't even know how to do her liner right. That's probably why she's saying that, you know what I mean? And that's always been the case. Like, every time if somebody talks about makeup or something negative about makeup, and you go on that person's page and it's like, wow, it's either nothing there or it's somebody that looks like, baby, I can help you, you know? Like, do you want a lesson
together?
Like, don't be so mad, you know? Like, be happy. Like, if you want help, just ask for help. Don't say something mean.
I feel like it's like a preference thing, you know?
I feel like those natural beauties can, you know, be barefaced, and that's cool. I love that too.
That's perfectly fine.
There's nothing wrong with the beat face either.
Yeah, I actually got a little more into my skincare, and throughout the week, I literally don't wear any makeup. If I'm going out or on the weekends, that's when I'm wearing makeup.
Okay,
and it's just because, like, I love makeup, but sometimes, like, you don't have to wear it, and that's okay. And if somebody wants to wear bright green eyeshadow, bright pink eyeshadow with like the boldest eyeliner and freaking crazy lashes, it's okay. That's what they want to look like, you know? That's how they do it, and they look amazing. You know, if they blend it out, like, hey, you know, if that's what you like, that's what you like.
See, ARFA can play, you know, she can see both sides. She's clearly a makeup artist, but she's also telling you, you don't have to wear makeup. So I mean,
that's the lesson, people.
Just it really is. Makeup really enhances your natural beauty.
Yeah.
You know? Definitely. Like, I don't think there is any sorcery happening.
No, there isn't.
No.
I don't like that word.
I think it's because, you know, sometimes people do, like, the before and afters. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, sometimes people do say that to me, like, if I post my client, I put a before and after. But it's not to show people, like, her face is completely changed. Like, there's people that I put a before and after of, and it's, like, their before, they look beautiful.
Yeah.
And then the after picture is literally like the slightest enhancement and they look exactly the same.
Yeah.
And that's because that's what they want to look like. Mm-hmm. If they want to be completely natural, then they can look completely natural. If they want to make their face look completely different, it's okay. Like, you know, let them have a super glam eyeshadow, like, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. a super highlight contour. But that's just what they want to look like.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think that's important, though.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen how you do. Because
all your clients barefaced are gorgeous.
Thank you.
You know?
My clients are my favorite.
So, you're just enhancing what they have.
Of course.
Yeah. So, who's your makeup inspo right now? Do you have your own?
Wow. Honestly, I don't think there's one specific person. My entire Instagram is like makeup. Like, you know, girls who do makeup, guys who do makeup.
There are guys that can really do makeup.
Like killing it.
Mm-hmm. Remember that cover boy? There's like that guy that's like the face of
James
like,
Charles.
Yeah, he was the cover boy. His palette is like A1.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's so good. Mm-hmm. But no, he's great. Like his work is so... Oh my God, it's crazy. He draws like moons and suns on his face, like, and it looks like it looks so good. But like, I wouldn't say there's one specific person. There, like, I'll literally just be scrolling Facebook, Instagram, whatever, and I'm like, wow, this person looks great, and I'll take a screenshot and like, you know, I'm like, okay, like I'm gonna do my makeup like this one day.
So you have like some sort of like things to improve on because you're always like,
yeah,
it's like. Because you're technically, you are an artist. That's what artists do.
Yeah, and artists, honestly, like, if you consider yourself an artist, like, always know that there's room for more, especially, like, room for learning. Like, that was one of my biggest things, like, when I started doing makeup, like, I had to humble myself. Like, okay, Arfa, like, you're doing makeup. Like, there's people out there that are killing it. And, you know, like, even James Charles, like, I wish I can draw a moon or sun on my eyes and it looks like that. Like, it would look so crazy on me because, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. it's just you always have to practice, like, you know, watch how people do it. Watch these videos, tutorials on how people are doing it. So there's always room for learning, always room for more knowledge, you know?
Yes. So before we end this conversation, we got to ask you, what is your go-to beauty hack that you would, like, tell somebody or tell any of our listeners?
Wow, I have so many.
Like, what's one that you
drop a couple?
You drop a couple. Yeah, it doesn't have to be one, but something or some things that you just know you can't live without.
Oh, like a product I can't live without?
It could be a product. It could be a tip. Like,
product I can't live without, mascara.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm doing my makeup and like there's a mascara or like mascara or lashes, like. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. It just doesn't look right. Like mascara, lashes, they just have to be on.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm actually obsessing over the lashes I'm wearing now. My friend Dana actually came out with her lash line called Celine Lashes, and they're amazing.
They look fire.
I literally wear them.
Like they look very natural.
Like this whole interview, I've just been looking at your lashes. I'm not even lying.
No, they're so good. You guys have to check her out. These are in style Daisy, so definitely check those out.
Mm-hmm.
And my cookie butter lip gloss. Yeah. I don't know if you guys are, like, on my story. It's like my signature lip. I do it with every freaking look. Like chestnut lip liner by MAC, flesh pot lipstick by MAC, and then cookie butter lip gloss by NYX.
I love that. Y'all listen? Y'all hear this? Take notes.
I have one more question. Yes. Like one more question and then, you know, we'll say goodbye.
Sadly.
So do you, in the future, I mean, you said we can see that, you know, you are growing and flourishing and we see a future for you in makeup. But what goals do you have, at least future goals for your brand? Because you referred to it as a brand. Yeah.
Yes. My... how I want not end my makeup career, but what I really want to do is teach. I want to teach makeup. Like I love giving like one-on-one lessons,
like a master class.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to do that so bad. Like that's like the goal. Like I'm planning one, actually, hopefully having one in April this year.
Ooh, nice.
So I'm excited.
Okay. It's gonna be online, in person.
In person.
Yes. Those are great.
I'm looking for a place right now to have it. And yeah, just have people come, have a model, show them how to do like step A to step Z, whatever they want to learn, ask questions. But that is definitely my number one goal when it comes to my artistry, is like teaching.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's okay. I want to do that, but the only thing is, like, sometimes I freak out. Like, even today when I started, I was, like, really nervous. And I'll stutter. And I know I say a lot. So it's, like, I know I want, like, a class of, like, 100 people. It was, like, I have to teach myself. Like,
well, you know, okay. You could always, you know, build up to
yeah.
that.
I yeah, mean,
you,
of course. But it won't be, like, 100 people in my first class.
But you're doing, you could do, like, 10-person class.
Yeah,
something.
Of course.
Yeah. You've been doing it now, though. You've been doing it with your platform.
Yeah.
With the content you create.
That's because there was nobody there.
Yeah. Now you just got to imagine that it's just you in the room and yeah. people just happen to be listening and yeah. watching just in a different scale.
And also, you're the pro.
Yes.
You got to remember this. That. Because yeah. the people in the class, they probably never use any type of form of makeup. And if they did, they maybe have been using it wrong. So they'll look mm-hmm. to
and
you.
And they trust you. They
yeah. for guidance. And you have all the knowledge up there.
Yeah.
So you don't have to even worry about that.
You're on your way, sis.
Well, anyway. I would love, Yodi, we need to sign up for that masterclass.
Yes.
And yes. we have an older sister. She's now really getting into makeup. She wanted yeah. me to tell you that she loves what you're doing. So you have another fan in
you.
The family.
Yeah, shout out to Sophie.
but yeah, she. So like, we would definitely sign up for that class.
You guys heard it here.
Yay.
So whenever that. So first of all, before mm-hmm. we go, mm-hmm. this is your moment to plug yourself in.
Where can people keep up with you?
Definitely both of my Instagram pages, and I'm getting back on my YouTube.
Can you at them at yes. yourself?
Yes, my personal page
this
is.
This is your time. It,
my personal Instagram page is aura.day.arfa, so aura.arfa, and then my makeup page is makeup.by.arfa, and then my YouTube page is just straight aura.arfa. I'm gonna stick to one YouTube page for now. But let's see how that goes.
Content creator problem.
Yeah, when you have too many platforms.
Yeah.
But no, this is good. So now we know where to keep up with you. And for the listeners who are interested in more of your story, they can follow you right after this episode. But this seems like the time for where us we say goodbye. It's been so great. Arfa, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We learned so much more about you. We really did. And for you guys, if you like what you heard, we'll be back next week. Next Wednesday at 6:30 here on Full Service Radio. Till next time, y'all. Peace.